I don't know whether you've had any exercise this morning. Some of you may know the song, Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes, and Eyes and Ears and Mouth and Nose. Well, I'm not going to do all eight of those today. What we are going to do is just four of them. We're going to do mouth, we're going to do knees, we're going to do eyes, and we're going to do, what are those? Toes. Thank you very much. I'm glad you know what they are. They're my toes. Yeah, right. Well, do you like my socks? Right. Sorry. Anyway, that's nothing to do with it. My socks, nothing to do with it. See, we've just had that reading from James. And James was trying to keep encourage his Christian readers to keep going, to persevere. They were having tough times. And James wanted them to carry on going, to keep on going. And that's what we've been thinking about. Now then, right at the end, in that passage that Elizabeth just read for us, we get some very practical advice as to what they can do so that they can continue as followers of Jesus. And the first thing was to do with their mouths. We're going to look at mouths and knees and eyes and... Thank you very much. Moment we're going to talk about mouths. Susie's going to come and help me. Now, Susie is going to tell you three things about herself. Two are true, and one is not. And you have to work out which is not. All right, thanks, Susie.
Okay, number one, I used to play football with England legend Lucy Bronze. Okay. Number two, I once featured in a Siberian newspaper. Siberia's in Russia. And number three is I used to have a job where I would be chased by cows every day.
Right, whoa. Now there's three very odd things. Used to play football with Lucy Bronze. It was referred to in a Siberian newspaper and used to be chased by cows. One of those is not true. Who thinks it's the first one with Lucy Bronze? Who thinks it's the first one? One or two people. Who thinks it's the second one with the Siberian newspaper? I'm not just talking to children here, I'm talking to the adults. I don't see many adults awake at the moment. Yeah, right. Some of you, who thinks that she didn't have a job being chased by cows? Which is true? Which is not true?
I've never played football with Lucy Bronze.
There we are. Some people got it right. Thank you very much, Susie. Thank you. Now, James makes the point that actually our mouths don't always tell the truth. That sometimes we tell lies with our mouths. And he says it's not should not be so. And in these verses that we've just read, he gives at least three very practical things that we can do with our mouths which are good and wholesome. Now then, here we have. Now you don't know what that is, do you? It's not a spoon, it's a
teaspoon.
It's a teaspoon, thank you very much, Alice. It's a teaspoon. Now, if you do cooking, and it's telling you to put a teaspoon of something in, what does it say? It doesn't say teaspoon, it says TSP, doesn't it? So what I want to think about this morning, in terms of how we use our mouths, is TSP. Come here, there we are, look. Even on the board behind me. Teaspoon. Right. Because what James says is this. In verse 13, says this. Is anyone happy?
Yes.
Who said no? Thank you very much. He's not happy, but some of you may be happy. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Thanks is how we can use our mouths constructively We can thank God for, well, I wonder what you've got to thank God for today. What good things have happened to you today? Some of you, when you came in, you had a bun. That's not bad. Thanks. That's one thing that we can say, we can use our mouths for in a good way. And the second thing that James says is this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other. That is, say sorry to each other. So often we do things which hurt other people. Think we say things, we do things, and we need to say sorry. We need to be willing to say sorry. So that's the second way we can use our mouths in a constructive way. And the third, what do you think the P stands for? What do you think the P stands for? Please. Yes. Well done, Hannah. Hannah's on fire this morning. Please. And he says, is any of you in trouble? He should pray. Please to God. But actually, there's another please in here. He says, is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is when you have any of you sick, he should call the elders. He should call the elders. That is, he should talk to other people in the church and say, please, will you pray for me? Please, will you help me? And what James is saying here is that if we're going to carry on as followers of Jesus, we need to do it together. We need to do it together. We're not meant to be on our own as Christians. So here we have. We've got thanks, sorry, please. If you want to remember about prayer, that teaspoon helps you to remember how to pray. Say thank you to God, sorry to God, and please to God. The church is so important. We do it together. Sorry, thanks, sorry, please. So we've had mouths, and now we're on to knees. And I know we don't very often kneel to pray in church here, but we do talk about prayer as being on our knees before God. And James here recognises that the people he was writing to had lots of problems, and that if they were going to carry on as followers of Jesus, they needed to be on their knees. You can't follow Jesus unless you're... Hang a minute. I'm just trying to work that out. Yeah. Anyway, you can't follow Jesus unless you're on your knees. Now then, I think that raises a problem, and I do need three people just to help me now. Finn, are you going to come and help me? Yeah, come on. Yeah, Anna, come and help me. Yeah, bless you. And I'll get somebody else and just... No, I want you to stand there. Yeah. Alice is coming. Bless you, Alice. Right, you're right there. Thank you. Come and stand right there. Okay. Now, the first problem we have with prayer is that actually... sorry, I've got my bag here. I knew I was going to bag here. Is that actually only vicars can pray. All right. Whoops, sorry, we get that on. There we are. No, that's not right. Sorry. Something missing. Yeah. That's better. That looks like a vicar now. See, only vicars can pray. Right. Yes. Anna. Here we are. Hold on to the top. And let the rest go. And you need to know the right words, and you need to be able to read long, 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 long prayers if you're going to pray. I don't know whether you can read that. Hang on, let me get a microphone. Here we go. Can you read that? Yeah.
Almighty and most glorious thou shepherd of Israel, who didst deliver thy chosen people from their bondage in Egypt. We bless thee for those thine inestimable love.
Oh my goodness, I think that'll do. Well done. You need to know the words. You need to know the language. And the last thing is, here we go, Alice, hold on to that for me. We need to be in church. Because church is the only place you can pray. So you need to be a vicar, you need to know all the right words, and you need to be in church to pray. Now, of course, that's not right, is it? That's not right. We can pray anywhere. And we can use the words that we ordinarily use. And we don't have to be a vicar, do we, to pray. Anyone can pray. In fact, very often other people are better than vicars at praying anyway. But what James was saying to his readers there is anybody in trouble? Does anybody want to keep on persevering? Then he should pray. He should pray anywhere, about anything, all the time. We persevere in our faith. We keep on going by being on our knees and praying. And again, we do it together. We talk to each other. That's why the prayer ministry at the end of the service is so vital. Please do go and use that prayer ministry. Pray with others. Anyone can pray. You know, you younger friends, I think you'll probably find prayer easiest because you don't have any problems asking for things. I noticed that. I was with my grandchildren last week. They don't have any problems asking me for things. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to come to him and he wants us to ask him in prayer. We've done mouths. We've done knees. We're going to do eyes now. Mouths, knees, and eyes. And James has a very, very specific way in which we can use our eyes to help each other continue as followers of Jesus Christ. Susie's just going to come and help me. Because all of us have been to school. Some of you are still at school. And some of you may recognize this sort of person. There we go. There we go. Thank you. Hang on a minute. What is that? Sorry. One more thing. Somebody who stands outside the school. Somebody's... Pardon? Not a teacher. Somebody who... Pardon? Police. Somebody who helps you. My goodness, your schools are very different to the ones I went to. It's a lollipop lady. Anybody have seen a lollipop lady? So the thing we're missing is... Oh, no, sorry. Wrong sort of lollipop. Took me ages to make that. A lollipop lady. But, now then. Finley. She's not. What is she? Pardon? That's what the lollipop lady has. To stop the cars, to allow the children to go across the road without getting knocked over by the cars. That's what a lollipop lady or a lollipop man does. And a lollipop lady looks out. And the lollipop lady uses her eyes to watch out for children who may not know how to cross a road. To keep them safe. That's what a lollipop lady does. So if the children are walking across there, she holds the stick up. I think also, if some of the children are a bit naughty, she might go, she wouldn't do that. No, she wouldn't do anything like that. But she holds the stick up, it stops the cars, and it means the children are safe. And she's looking out. She's looking out to children who are coming, perhaps running from either side, so that she can stop the cars and make sure. She's using her eyes. Now then, here's what James says. My brothers, if any one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from error of his ways will save him from death. And what James was saying is we should be using our eyes. We should be looking out. We should be looking out for people who are perhaps struggling in the Christian faith, perhaps wandering away from God, not walking on the safe path, but wandering away from God. And many things take us away from God, good things. Families sometimes take us away from Jesus, or hobbies may take us away from Jesus. But then there are the things we know we do wrong, which do take us away from Jesus, and we need other people to help us to say, look, there needs to be a change here. Come back. Walk on the safe path. path. And the stop is not for others. It's for us to say, stop going the wrong way. Walk on the safe path. It's using our eyes. See, what James is saying is that if we're going to persevere, if we're going to carry on as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to use our mouths. We need to use our mouths to say thank you to God, sorry to others and sorry to God, and please to God and to others. We need to be on our knees praying to God, asking God help. And we need to be looking out for each other so that we can support, help, and keep each other walking on that safe path. We do it together. We do it together. We use our mouths, our knees, and our eyes. And even you younger friends can do that as well. You can say thank you to God. You can say sorry to God. You can say please, asking others for help. You can pray, and you can help others to stay on that same path. You can encourage others to come and join in the Sunday club, Sunday by Sunday. Mouths, knees, eyes. We've missed one thing. What have we missed out? Toes. Yeah, be on your toes. That is, we need to do it. We need not just to say, oh yeah, I'm going to pray to God. We need to do it. We need to say, I'm not just going to say thank you to God. We need to do it. We're not going to say, I'm just going to look out for people. We need to be looking out for people. Mouths, knees, eyes, toes. And together, we will continue following the Lord Jesus. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you want us. You desperately want us to continue as your children, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us your word to help us to learn how we may do that. Help us each to use our mouths, to use our knees, to use our eyes, to help each other continue as followers of Jesus, and help us to be on our toes and do it. And this we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.